Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Baqarah. In this regard, there is primarily one text which is reported to three different chains of narration, all of them reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, allegedly from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, before I comment on these chains of narration in the light of the critique which we have from our scholars of Rizal and Hadith, let me first read out the text of this narrative before you. The words are, وَمَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ الْبَقَرَةَ أُعْتِيَ مِنْ الْأَجْرِ كَالْمُرَابِطِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ سَنَةً لَا يَسْكُنُ رَوْعَتُهُ. Which means that a person who recites Surah Baqarah, he shall be rewarded equivalent to the reward of a person who is actually doing jihad fi sabilillah, or who is involved in jihad fi sabilillah in the frontiers of his country. And such is the nature of the jihad that he's doing, that in that particular year that he's doing this jihad, he finds that there's not a moment of protection or not a moment of peace that he can afford himself from the enemies. Such is the horrendous and horrible nature of that year. So a person who does jihad in such a year on the frontiers of his country, the reward he shall get will be the same as a person who will be reading Surah Baqarah. Now, I'm afraid the chains of narration of the way it is reported, and all these three chains of narration are extremely weak and unreliable. The first of them has Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid and Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Now, as far as Makhlad is concerned, Ibn Abu Hatim says that he is Zayiful Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkarul Hadith Chittan. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, he has, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded a detailed jarh on him, but I'm going to read out its important points before you. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal's comments about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an are Laysa bil Qawi, Laysa bi Shay, and Zayif al Hadith. And Yahya ibn Ma'in's comments on him are Zayif, Zayifun fi kulli Shay, Laysa bi Shay, and Laysa bi Hujja. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al Jazjani says that he is Wahil Hadith, Zayif, and la yuhtajju bihi. In the opinion of Imam Abu Zura, he is Laysa bil Qawi, and Hafiz ibn Hajar, Imam Nasai say that he is Zayif. So we can clearly see that this chain of narration is totally unfounded and cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second chain contains Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. Regarding Salam, regarding Harun ibn Kasir, Abu Hatim says that he is majhul. And regarding Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, the critical comments recorded by our Rijal authorities, as done by Hafiz Mizzi in his Tehzib al-Kamal, I'll read out the important points before you. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai, and also says that he's Zayifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Muhammad bin Abdullah al-Ammar al-Musli says that he's Laysa Bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghayr al-Sikha. Imam Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is Zayif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash say that he is Matruk. Another comment of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash about him is that he is Qazza, that he is a liar. And another comment of Imam Nasai about him is that he is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Zayif al-Hadith Chittan. So in the presence of these comments, we can clearly see that this chain of narration too is extremely unreliable and cannot be traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as the third chain of narration is concerned, it is also extremely weak because of the existence of Harun ibn Kasir, about whom I just mentioned that he is majhul in the eyes of Abu Hatim. And the second person, which is found here and also makes this chain of narration extremely unreliable, is Yusuf ibn Atiyah. Now, about him, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following important comments from our various Rijal authorities. So, Al-Juzjani says this, La yuhmadu hadithuhu. And Imam Abu Zura, Abu Hatim, and Dar Kutni regard him to be Zayiful Hadith. And Imam Bukhari says that he's Munkarul Hadith. Abu Dawud says that he's Laysa Bishai. And Imam Nasai says that he's Matrukul Hadith wa Laysa Bishika. And Abu Bashar al-Dulabi says that he's Matrukul Hadith. And Ibn Hibban says that he keeps mixing up various narratives, and he would paste concocted narratives on chains of narration which are totally reliable. And he further says, لا يجوز الاحتجاج به, that it is not allowed that one should deduce from what he says. So in the presence of this data, we can clearly see that this third chain of narration too is totally unreliable And all in all, we can see that all these three chains of narration, they cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and therefore have to be rejected. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to understand a surah by reading it with a good translation. If one is not conversant with the language of the Quran, one should keep a good translation handy and keep consulting that translation. And of course, unless we know what the Almighty has to say to us, we'll not be able to follow His directive. So it is of paramount importance that we try to understand a surah as much as we can. And then we should think that whatever the message the surah conveys to us, we are liable to follow that message, and also as far as we can spread this message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.